Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Spiritual Journey podcast. We are on episode 129. I always like to start the podcast by just saying thank you. I feel so blessed with this podcast, all the comments I receive every week, and I know it's having an impact. So thank you for listening. I'm excited for this episode. I have a very special guest on this week, and I'm going to start by asking her to introduce herself. So I met Brachi on a soul spa with Sidra. You've all heard me talk about Sidra and the impact that she has on my life. And I met the beautiful soul Brachi on one of those soul spas in India. So Brachi, could you introduce yourself?
Hello, and thank you so much for inviting me, because for me, this is, I think, a reconnection of the energy that I first felt with you when we met at the soul spa. And this was many years ago. This was 2018. Yeah, and the very first time that I met you and I hugged you, and I had this really warm, I was covered in like a very warm, loving blanket.
Oh.
And yeah, thank you for that. You know, your energy, I felt very safe in it. And with all my self-doubts and with all the nonsense that was going on inside my head at that point in time, your presence was very calming.
Thank you. Thank you. And I felt very connected to you too. I mean, we've stayed connected and I've seen what you've been doing. So yeah, why don't you tell people a bit more about Brachi and what you do?
Yeah, so the Brachi then and the Brachi now, which is why I started with that. I've come a long way, and today I am a transformation coach. I'm also multiple other things, but the main thing is about connecting with the purpose that I think I've been gifted. And that happened only after my experience with Sidra at the Soul Spa. And I found the courage to move forward and walk towards something that was really scary at that point in time, to come out and say, hey, you know what? I have a gift and I would love to offer it to you, to empower you to be more authentic, to be more joyous, and to live true to yourself. And find the courage to show up in the world like that every single day, without fear, without guilt, without shame. And that's actually the definition of my transformation coaching. That's what I do. So that's me in a nutshell. But I think as a spiritual being on the human journey, I think we all go beyond the identity that we have taken upon us. And today in the podcast, I set this intention for Nimesh and I, for all of us, that may we touch that self first and go beyond what we just see or hear. Thank you, Nimesh.
Wow, I love it. I love it. You know, and I remember your energy at the soul spot too, and it was very, very infectious, and it still is. So you have a powerful, natural aura, and I'm really, really pleased to see what you've done and what you've achieved since that soul spa. So, you know, just I think it's beautiful. Feel very, very blessed to have you on this podcast. So for those that don't know me, I'm Nims. I am a spiritual coach, mentor, as well as obviously a podcast host, podcast creator, and Akashic record reader and Akashic trainer. And I love what I do. I really do feel energetically we're all going through something right now, and I get to guide people to truly shine their light. I really, you know, what I do is I guide people to release all the programming that we've had over the years, to truly become their authentic self, to shine their light, to connect with their gifts. And yeah, I feel very, very blessed with what I do. So I'm excited for this conversation. And even the way we kind of reconnected and how quickly, you know, we talked about you being on this podcast and how quickly it happened, feels very, very much guided. So I'm feeling very blessed. And, you know, before we jump into the topic, I do feel Sidra around us. Sidra's, if you haven't
very
heard
much.
About before, she was my mentor, my guide, my friend. She left this realm in March 2020 in a fire, but she's now become one of my guides, and she watches over us. I know that she has a hand in the people that come onto this podcast, the people I mentor, and I am sure that she had a hand in this conversation. This podcast is called Spiritual Journey. It has the same initials as her, Sidra Jeffrey. So, and it was the anniversary of her leaving this realm on last week on the 20th. So, yeah, everything feels guided. So, and even this topic. So the topic that we're going to cover this week is exploring divine feminine and masculine. And for me, That's a really important topic in terms of, especially right now, because energetically, the time right now is in between two eclipses, and there's a lot happening astrologically, and it just feels like energetically, we've been pushed to become the best version of ourselves, i.e., to release the programming, to truly connect with who we're meant to be. And what's happening is some people are connecting with that and doing the healing. Others are struggling, and that's where the anger and so much anger you feel right now. And I do feel it comes from the topic of finding balance inside, the balance between feminine and masculine. And it's a powerful topic, especially if you look at last few centuries. It's all been about the masculine, so much power, so much pain. And it feels like as we're going more into the spiritual side, and we're truly trying to awaken, what our purpose is and what's happening inside, I do feel like we're moving more into the age of the feminine. And that doesn't mean that the masculine is not important, of course, but it just means that we've got to try and find balance. And even if I look at the spiritual journey that I'm on and the clients I have, just, well, for whatever reason, most of them tend to be female, right? And it's just and so to all the guys out there, we need you on this spiritual journey. We need you to be light workers. We're all needed. But we're all on a journey to find the balance inside. Even the healing that we need to do, it's all gonna it's gonna be both, right? Feminine and masculine. Even the ancestral healing that we've decided to do in this land, many of us have decided to do lots of ancestral healing in this lifetime as a soul. It's also from the feminine and the masculine. So when you're working on yourself, it is really important to if something's going on inside, to connect with it and say, well, hold on, is this coming from my feminine side? Is this coming from my masculine side? Go on a journey to truly understand where your frustrations and where, because then I'm a big believer that anything that happens to me is happening to me for a reason. I remember the girl always used to get excited when she was triggered because it's an opportunity to heal. I don't know if I get excited when I'm triggered, but I do look inwards and kind of ask, well, hold on, what does this mean to me? So I guess, to our listeners, if you are going through an intense period, one, you're meant to be, because I do feel we're all going through an intense period, and two, be a researcher, be a student, and kind of ask yourself, well, how is this serving me? And just check in with yourself. Is this more on the feminine? Is this masculine? Maybe check in and ask, how balanced do you feel? And if you feel an imbalance, check in with yourself and just check, is it more on the feminine? Is it more on the masculine? And maybe, and I get this is crazy, but try and have fun with it. So, Prachi, I know this is a topic that's near and dear to your heart, but why don't you tell us more about it from your perspective?
Okay, so I agree with everything that you just said, especially the part where it's upon us. It's our responsibility to have a higher level of awareness and check within whether I'm showing up more balanced or am I leaning towards more, maybe I'm more feminine. And irrespective of which side we're leaning, sometimes we need to lean on one side more than the other because that's what is serving us. But then after a while, that stops serving us. And that's why having that higher level of awareness and checking in, from time to time to make sure that there is a balance. So, like I always say, it's never about not going off balance. It's about going off balance and finding your balance again. So it's returning to the state of equanimity time and time again. I think that's what the human journey is all about. Because sometimes I have to be yang if I want to get the job done. Yeah, I have to show up with a more masculine and powerful, assertive, not aggressive, but assertive force. Not the wounded masculine, but the divine masculine. And then at times, being assertive may not really get the job done for me. But I need to check whether that is working or not. And that's why I think most relationships, most connections or equations tend to go off, or they kind of become toxic over a period of time. Because unfortunately, as human beings, we forget that we can change over a period of time and we need to change. We need to adapt. We forget. So in my head, there's this image that I've made of Prachi, and Prachi shows up like this, and Prachi has to be like this. And then she continues to show up like that for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. And then After 5 years, things are different. That Prachi is not working anymore. So it is upon me, it is my responsibility to check whether it's the yang that is destroying things for me or it's the yin that is destroying things for me. From within, am I wounded? Yeah. Right. So, yeah, exactly what you said. You know, we need to check and we need to be aware of whether we are in balance or we are off balance.
Yeah, no, and it's so true. It's that everything we do for me is all about stage one is increasing awareness. Because without awareness, you can't make any changes. So you just it's the
Absolutely.
example you just said, it's like, 5 years if you're a certain way, and if it worked for you, great. But if it stopped working for you, you need to recognize it and you need to tweak it, you need to change it. And as you say, every situation is different. And but I do feel, the definition of insanity is keep doing the same thing, expect different results. So if something in your life isn't working, then it probably is some sort of imbalance. And asking that question is really important. And I think about my journey and the example you gave. I mean, I spent many years in the corporate world, and the energy of the corporate world is very much masculine. It doesn't mean that, in terms of my energy there, I wasn't balanced on the feminine, but it served me well. It served me well, and as I went through my spiritual awakening, which for me is a lifetime thing, that world didn't resonate with me.
True.
And so, which is why I left the corporate world. But the interesting thing is, I know on my journey, I'm meant to work with the corporate world in a different perspective. I feel like my journey at some point will take me back into corporate to help whoever's ready within corporate to find balance.
True.
Because again, the corporate world is very much competitive, is very much aggressive, is very much, kind of speaking your truth. But as you said, when you speak your truth, it's not about speaking aggressively, it's about being assertive and speaking with confidence. And for me, that's not masculine and feminine, that is speaking from the heart. So for me, speaking your truth is actually speaking from your heart. So speaking, from that balance. And when you think about relationships, when you start in a relationship, there normally is a better balance. But as we work on ourselves, as we become different, things do change. And sometimes we don't even see it, right? And it's I mean, for me, a relationship is a soul contract too, right? You're together for a reason, you're meant to teach each other something. And sometimes things evolve and that soul contract's complete, right? And that's okay. But again, we hold on to it. We hold on to it because
Like
human
Sidra, I
energy.
always say, there is an expiry date for everything.
100%, and it's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay because how often do we beat ourselves up? But I'd love to know about more about your journey as we all strive to find balance. What have you done, and what's happened along your journey? When I remember you from 2018 when we first met, your energy's always been vibrant, right? It's always been. But as I've seen your journey over the 5 6 years I've known you, you've definitely changed, right? There's more of a, how do I just say it? There's more of a knowingness in why you're here.
Yes.
I met you're losing your voice already, right? I mean, I talk about this podcast, my voice being my gift, and your voice is clearly one of your gifts, right? I think we talked about it in 2018.
We did.
But then, where has your journey taken you, and how have you found balance between masculine and feminine?
Wow. Okay. So,
Do have to
I
ask me good questions, right?
mean, I mean, the only thing is that there's so much of it. You know, how do I encapsulate this into like three sentences?
What
Okay.
are the top
So,
three?
so the first thing that comes up for me is as a child, I think I have been the wounded masculine. I was very demanding and I was so short-tempered and I would lose it. Like if things didn't go my way and I was always ready to fight. I always had my sword pulled out. And I didn't really, obviously I didn't see it because I was a child. I didn't really have that perspective. And also, I didn't realize that that wasn't really getting things done. So now, when I look back, like even a decade ago, when I looked back at my childhood and my youth, like my college days and stuff, I realized that the only reason we show up wounded is because we feel wounded. And we go to the other extreme just because we want to protect what is wounded. And we don't want to feel that pain anymore. So we tend to become a pain because we are in pain. And that kind of shows up more in the masculine form, which has been my case and, a few other people that I've observed. It usually shows up in the masculine energy because in the wounded feminine energy, which is not the divine, the opposite of it, it's usually the victim. The one who always allows people to walk all over her, and I've been there too.
I'm
Just before,
sure too, yeah.
just before I ended my marriage. And at that point in time, it was this, I'm doing everything, I'm running the house, I'm taking care of everything. And I was feeling like, where is the femininity in me? And she had disappeared. And then I kind of woke up to this realization years after my divorce that had I not been through those challenges, I wouldn't have been able to balance myself. So I needed to be wounded in both extremes to wake up to the realization that there is power only when it's wounded. But after you have been wounded and you realize it's a wound, taking that power back is a choice. Otherwise, we can sit there and narrate our story, repeat it for our entire lifetime, and get into the victim mindset and forget that we actually are victors because I survived. I didn't just survive, I thrived. So if I start acknowledging what I have become thanks to the wounds that I had, be it my masculine or my feminine side, now I find the balance because I choose to. And that also comes from a higher level of awareness, thanks to the lessons that I've learned and the number of times I have fallen and risen up again. Otherwise, I think we spend most of our lives caught in that. We're always this hamster on the wheel.
Yeah, victim mode, yeah.
Yeah, and we're not really like we've got these blinders, blinkers on. We don't really think about why am I doing what I'm doing? Nobody asks themselves this question on a daily basis, and I think we should. We should wake up in the morning and say, I've got this busy day planned ahead. I've got 10 hours of work. I've got meetings lined up. I've got da da da. Why am I doing it? What's the ultimate reason for this? Because that's going to take me back to my truth, to my balance. Because that will help me choose whether or not it's balancing me throughout the day. Otherwise, I'm going to be either this or that. And then I'm going to topple over all over again. So I think in my journey that the realization of finding my balance has come only because I was wounded. And I think every person has been wounded in some way or another. So if we just learn to see that, like you said correctly, things are happening to me for a reason. Yeah, and whatever is happening to me is happening for me. So if it is happening for me, I've got to choose that perspective. And that kind of helps us restore the balance within and without. I think that's.
That's so beautifully said, and it's it's interesting. It is a choice, right? And that's the beauty. I really feel that energetically right now we're being pushed to make a choice.
I agree.
For many years, for a lot of us, we lead a program life, right? You're meant to start a career, get married, have kids. Well, whatever the programming is, whether it's through your family, whether it's through religion, whether it's through your upbringing, whatever it is, it's that, we kind of lead a program life, but if we're entering a phase where we're meant to do something that's not been done before, then we can't keep doing the same thing. And that's the interesting, challenging. And it's like, kind of being in victim mode, but realizing that everything you've been through, what if everything you've been through is part of your journey and you are exactly where you're meant to be? It's interesting because you talked about your childhood and our childhood and our inner child, whether that's this lifetime, past lifetime, gives us massive clues about where our imbalance is.
Very true.
And maybe we ask our listeners right now just be quiet with yourself for a second and ask, how balanced do you feel? Are you being more feminine or are you being more masculine? And are you choosing? Because our job, our career, whatever, does drive a lot of who we are on a regular basis. But what if you chose to be different? And it is that, it's whatever we do, whatever part of our journey, awareness is always the first step. And how do you get that awareness? Is you start asking questions. Why
Absolutely.
don't you look at the biggest things you went through in your life, and what has it taught you? And because you, as you said so beautifully, you are where you are today because of everything you've been through, and you did it. It was you, nobody else. Sure, maybe you've had guides, mentors, teachers that helped you along the way, but you went through it. And if you're feeling unbalanced, if you're feeling frustrated, if you're feeling just something different is happening. I mean, for so many people right now, they all kind of, all the people I'm working with all kind of feel maybe a little unwell or a little unbalanced, or there's lots of stuff happening in their life. It does feel like a mass upgrade, right? It does feel like we're all being pushed to try and find that balance. And in finding that balance, you start to find your peace. You start to, look inside for your answers instead of outside, because we get so many clues as to what's happening. And our relationships are a big part of it, because again, I feel like a lot of us are being pushed to really question the relationships we have in our life and ask, are the relationships that we have, are they holding you up? Are they allowing you to expand, or are they holding you down? And there's no good or bad, there's no right or wrong. It's just being that student. So what would you advise our listeners who are looking for that balance, who want to do that research about, finding that balance between divine feminine? I know it's a journey, it's not an overnight fix for sure. But what would you advise them? What would your advice be to them?
I think the very first thing that strikes me as critical, non-negotiable, and almost impossible for most people to do is finding out who you are. Because when you don't know who you are, you show up in a different way every single time. Or you show up in a way that pleases or gets validation from the other person in that relationship, be it personal, be it professional. We've been trained, we've been conditioned to show up to please. And that's where we've forgotten how important it is to be authentic. And by authentic, finding your balance. Sometimes I am the caretaker. Sometimes I need to be taken care of. That's my balance, right? So I am divine feminine. I am divine masculine. I will show up in either of these energies, maybe both of them simultaneously sometimes. But unless I know that right now I need to be taken care of, and I have the courage to say that, hey, you know what? I've been looking after this for a while. Can I just put my feet up? Can you just take care of me? Most women especially don't have the courage to say this because their conditioning, it makes them feel guilty for asking for something that they deserve. You know, it's not even about, hey, it's my right and my partner should take it. No, it doesn't matter. You could ask for care from a friend. You could just say, you know what, just hold my space. I want to go crazy for a while. Most women especially don't have the courage to say this because, like, especially with mothers, like, speak to Indian women especially. If my baby is at home and if I want to take a spa day, I'm the worst mother on this planet. How? You know, so now when you're finding your balance, this is about finding balance, right? So it's like, hey, I have been hands-on, I have been taking charge, I have been taking the lead of on things, and I am extremely in control of the situation, which is my yang side. But now I just want to soften up a little bit. I want to go gentle on myself and pamper myself. That's my feminine side. So even as I'm being a mother to my child, which is supposed to be feminine, it's not entirely feminine. It's very, very masculine because you're in charge, right? You're responsible. You're organizing. You're protecting, and you're providing,
Yeah,
right? Very masculine.
it's the loving part of it. It's also feminine, right? It's that
Yeah, exactly, right?
it's balance
Yeah,
again,
but
right?
absolutely, because you need those things that you're giving your baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and the baby is just an example. This applies to all our relationships, be it personal, professional. And I think if you are aware of, like, find out who you are, have the courage to accept who you are, because maybe you've been projecting an image into the world based on your conditioned values that I am supposed to be like this. If I'm a member of this family, if I'm a member of this community, I must show up like this. And that's what you've been forcing yourself to do. Maybe you've walked far away from your authentic self, from your balanced self. And that's why you need to come back and say, hey, you know what? I used to be this person till like 5 minutes ago, but I'm just not okay to stretch this for the rest of my life. Can I just not be this? And find out. Because the moment you say, hey, okay, this is me now, and because you love me, I'm asking you to hold my space. I'm asking you to help me restore my balance and my peace within. That's the time things will start to change on the outside.
Yeah, and it's also the realization the only constant is change, because as
Yes,
humans,
absolutely right.
we don't like change. It's just it's not
Yeah.
natural. I want, and part of it is our ego, right? And ego gets for me gets a bad rap, right? It stands for Earth God Only. Ego wants us to keep to stay the same because
Yeah.
we might fall.
Yeah.
What if we fall?
Yeah.
What's so. But it's interesting you talk about you talk about the kind of the female angle. I representing the males, let me just say, I the masculine energy naturally wants to be the hero,
Yes.
wants to kind of. And I know for many years I love being there for people, right? I love kind of going out of my way for people. I love kind of being that hero, right? And I I still love doing it. I still love helping people. I still love. But I've worked a lot on allowing people to be there for me. Because there's power in asking for help, right? It's that, but
And it takes courage. It
it
takes courage
does.
to ask for help.
Yeah, and this is again for our listeners, whatever you're going through, it's a sign of strength asking for help. It does take
Absolutely right. Yes.
it's that ask, right? There's so many, I feel like we're all going through so much collectively. And when we do that, for whatever reason, naturally we start to isolate ourselves. It's because when we're going through something, we feel like we should do it on our own. On this is I'm the hero, right? This is no one's going to understand my journey, and no one's going to understand exactly what you're going to go through, what you're going through, because it's unique to you. You're a soul having human experience, but you'll find people who empathize, who can resonate, who can. But you have to ask for it. You have to look for it. And that is the journey we're on. When we ask the universe for help, I really do feel the right people come along. So if you listen to this podcast, you're listening to it for a reason. So maybe it's a great opportunity to check in with yourself and say, well, hold on a second. What is my balance? What way am I? And okay, if I wanted to change, if I wanted to do something different, because it is a choice, what would that look like? And if I needed help in a certain area, where would I look for it? And I know I hear so often that, I don't have the support system, or I don't have the friends that other people have. And that's the thing, is comparison is really it's the worst thing you can do, because everybody is unique. And comparing yourself to other, well, you don't know what's happening in someone else's life. The only thing you can focus on is you. And
True.
I when you were talking earlier about being authentic and being yourself, it reminds me from one line from a poem that I love, and the line is, "Are you willing to be true to yourself to disappointment?"
Yeah, are you willing to be loyal to yourself at the cost of being disloyal to others? This is Oraya the Mountain Dreamer, and it's the
Favorite.
invitation.
Yeah,
Mine
favorite. I love it. I love it. I love it.
mine too, mine too.
I'll post the link in. I'll post the name in the text for the podcast. But that's so true. Are you willing to disappoint another to be true to yourself?
I had tears in my eyes the first time I read it because for the first time I felt like someone gets me, that I'm not the only one who thinks this way. It was very reassuring. Yeah, it's my favorite too. It's beautiful, and I think everyone must read it because it kind of just it's one of those life-changing experiences in a few words, and you'll never think the same way again. You won't see yourself or the world the same way again.
Yeah, I mean, for me, that poem, and I know we're sidetracking, is much more about the soul journey than the human journey. It's because,
True.
that we get wrapped around what we're meant to be doing in this human journey, i.e., oh my God, I should be here, or I should. Who cares? The only thing you can control is this moment. And for me, that poem, and like I said, I included the show notes. I'm even tempted to read it, but it's that. It puts you at the center of your world. And if you've heard any of my podcasts before, it's really important right now that we put ourselves at the center of our world. Who are we not to put ourselves at the center? Because, even if you've got kids and you've got dependents, when you put yourself at the center of your world, one, you nourish yourself, and two, you set a great example for those around you. And your energy, your vibration increases, so you can help the people around you so much more.
True.
So I challenge those that struggle with that in terms of who are you not to put yourself at the center of your world? Because when you do that, you become so much more powerful and you can help so many more people. So if your intention is to serve and to help those people around you, then you have to put yourself at the center. Because when you do that, you become so much more powerful, you become so much more authentic. And
So true.
I really feel like we've been pushed so much, and the more that we can just stop and listen to our own messages and look inside for answers, it on and being that researcher on, where do I feel today? Okay, if you look at your schedule, okay, if I'm in a lot of meetings, then okay, what are some of those conversations? Okay, they're more on the masculine side. What I want to bring in? How am I going to find balance in those? Because maybe there's something in those conversations when you go in there. From a more heart-led perspective, maybe the conversation is different. We go into so many meetings, especially in the corporate world, and do you speak to speak or do you speak to be heard? And we have two ears and one mouth. What if we decided to use them in that proportion? So we spoke, and it's just because interesting, in my world, a lot of people now say to me that I'm a lot more quieter than I used to be, and I don't think I am. I feel like I only speak when I have something to say. If that makes sense. If I don't have anything to say, then I listen, but I listen from the heart perspective. And for me, if you're guiding somebody, or even if you're trying to connect with yourself, the conversation you have with yourself or the conversations you have with someone else gives you a real clue as to what's happening inside. It gives you a clue as to where the imbalance is. And by the way, this is a human journey. So it's not about always being perfect and always being balanced in the feminine and the masculine. But it's about being open to finding that balance. It's about checking with yourself. So I know you guide people on this journey. So I'd love to hear more about any more insights you have to help our listeners truly to find that balance, to become that researcher, to allow people to open up to a different way of being.
Actually, yeah. See, you said it, right? So my conditioning is so loud that I'm too afraid to look at any other option. This statement is true for almost everyone who walks into either a training session or a coaching session with me. And by the time we're done, now at least they have the courage to see that something else is possible. But that something else is so scary. It's something that's going to cut them off from the rest of the world as they know it. It's going to isolate them in a different way, not make them lonely, but definitely have them walk all alone on their new path. Because the ones they are surrounded with right now are not their people. Because they haven't been true to themselves for so long that everyone who's around them right now is true to what they showed up as. You know, so it's like if a person is not being themselves, if they're not balanced, if they are not authentic, if they are not checking in with themselves and being true to who they are, then they're definitely going to be surrounded by people who are matching the kind of person that they have been pretending to be. And the unfortunate thing is, they themselves don't know it's a pretense. We have sold these stories to ourselves that this is who I am. We have sold the definition of success according to society. We've convinced ourselves that this is who we are supposed to be. So now to separate yourself from that idea is almost like peeling your skin off. It's very scary. But because,
Programming, right? It's releasing everything in you.
yes, absolutely, right? But yeah, see, that's the difference, right? You're programming the values according to your conditioning and your own values. Two separate worlds here. But here's the beautiful thing, and it's definitely an assurance of the spirit. The moment you start showing up authentically, the moment you have the courage to show up feminine when you feel it, masculine when you feel it, the moment you have that, the world starts aligning itself to you. And only those who are in vibrational match with you, only those who are in acceptance of your truth are the ones that start surrounding you. And I think that bridge is a long one for a lot of people, so they're afraid to cross it. But the moment you start walking on that bridge, things start changing. What looked like a fire now actually starts looking like something that's supposed to light your path ahead. You
I
know,
love
so
it.
that was, yeah, thank you. Yeah, the perspective shift happens. But for that, you must find the courage to step out of who you think you've been so far to actually discover who you really are.
Yeah, I
And
mean, I agree. You start on that bridge, the universe will meet you halfway.
yeah, it does. It does. Yes, it does, very much.
I'm sure you freak people out when you say things like everybody in your world are a reflection of who you used to be. That's probably going to challenge some people because that may mean
Yes, it Yeah.
it's kind of true. I do feel like we've been pushed to let go the people who no longer serve us. And it's interesting when you think about that, and it's like some of those people may be blood family.
Yeah, I do agree, right? We can't just throw people out of our lives, or we can't just like disconnect from them entirely.
Think about
Yeah. But the beautiful thing is this. The moment you start saying no to what you are not true, what's not true for you start saying yes to what's true for you. And you start allowing what is meant for you to come into your existence because now you're making room. You know, so you don't have to throw people out, you don't have to get rid of them, you don't have to cut your connections entirely. But the more authentically you show up, the more they get the opportunity to choose to stay with you if they resonate with you. And I think that's a very powerful transformation to go through in relationships, where I am not being the reason why I'm setting new boundaries is not because I want to throw you out. I'm setting new boundaries because I want to keep you in. Because I want you to know what works for me, what doesn't work for me, which is something I had no awareness of earlier. So it's such an empowering situation for both people. But yes, it can be very scary, and you rightly said that it will freak people out because it's like, oh my God, I don't want to lose these people. I love these people. Or I need these people. Well, you don't really know where they stand unless you show up as the person you're supposed to be, what you truly are.
And ultimately, as you change, what if you changing your vibration became more authentic? So that's a great example of, for the people around you, and they start. And
Absolutely. Yes.
it's their choice. We're not here to fix people. We're not here to change people. The only people we can control is ourselves. And it's interesting when you go on this journey because you do start to hear, oh my God, you've changed. You're different, and it's natural for the world, like I said, your ego and some reflection to want to keep you the same.
Yeah, because the person that you've been has been serving their reality. That person fits into their reality. And now that you're changing, they're afraid that they're losing that person.
But it's also the universe at a deeper level pushing you because you're going against the grain, and it's but it's like
Yes.
once you start and you trust in your journey, then you'll see, as you said so beautifully, the right people will show up on your path. But you have to be open to it and you have to have conviction because, again, a challenging question is how much are you changing and not being authentic to be around people that you're around at the moment? How much do you mold and change who you are authentically to please those people around you?
Yeah, absolutely.
And if you have kids, what example are you setting for your kids? And it's such a it is an interesting, deep journey because you do have to challenge who you are. You do have to go deep and kind of, and sure, you need to go through things like your deepest childhood memories to kind of uncover what's going on with your inner child, because
True.
there's so much of who we are today that comes from everything we've been through. Power in that, it means that doesn't mean that we need to continue to be this person. Sure, everything we've been through has led us to become this person.
Yeah.
Stay this person. And it's for so many of us, the things that have made us successful are actually the things that are keeping us stuck. Because everything we've been trained on and all that from a human perspective, I really feel like the age that we're in right now is shifting from I think to I feel.
Yes,
And
very much so.
I think is very much where we've been trained, everything, the programming and the I feel is trusting our own messages. And for me, that's the biggest thing you can do is just, if you want to know what's happening outside your world, look inside for your answers. Because when you start inside, your outside changes and you've got to be open to that. And
Yes.
it is, the way we make it sound, this is a challenging journey, right? The human existence and the, but know that and nothing, I truly believe that the universe will not give you anything you can't handle.
Okay.
So if you're open to it and if you start on this journey, then the universe will support you. You could, if my voice or Bratchy's voice resonates with you, for sure you can reach out to us and we can guide you on this journey. But it is a choice that you need to make. And that's the power of it, right? It's a choice. How often do we, kind of go on courses or listen to podcasts or, kind of, but we're passive around it. This podcast, maybe there's a message here for you to start to open to the magic of the world inside it. And it is a journey because
Yes.
you are releasing the who you are. You are, but I really feel like we're all kind of going through some kind of rebirth. We're all going through a change. So what if the change in you is happening anyway? And what if you embrace the change and truly started to ask and challenging questions and really start to put you at the center? And for me, what does putting you at the center look like? Start with having a strong self-care routine. And that needs to include journaling, meditation, some time in nature, some sort of physical activity, which can include walking, whatever. But it's like once you start taking care of yourself, it opens you up inside to truly start feeling. And then I would always encourage everyone just to sit with themselves and what are your messages? What is your body? What is your guides? What is your instinct telling you should do? So Prachi, in terms of let's say we have a listener who's listened to this and saying, well, wow, this sounds like a lot of work and I'm not sure I want to undertake it because it just feels like my whole world is gonna. What would be the first couple of steps you'd ask people to take?
Okay. All right. So the first couple of steps I think are going to be the hardest ones. It's only, ignition trouble, starter trouble. I think that's where most people are. It's just getting started where you feel stuck. After that, it's just one step in front of the other. That's all it is. So to begin your journey, and I assure you, this is not an easy task, but it's a task that's worth it. It will not be easy in terms of how you have to respond to what comes up once you start showing up authentically, but it will definitely get easier to be more authentic as you continue walking this path. Yeah. So, like I said earlier, the very first thing is to find out who am I? What do I want from my life? What kind of equations, what kind of relationships do I want to build and carry forward in this lifetime that I have on this planet? Because we tend to overlook the importance of relationships being the greatest component of healthy, happy, loving, fulfilling existence. Our conditioning has ascribed all those qualities to material success, but it's hollow. It won't hold, right? That's why I have people who are above 50, sometimes even above 70, coming into my training sessions and saying things like, I'm not feeling it. Like I've got three apartments and I've built a good life and I've got a family and something's missing, and that's what's missing. Who are you? Right? So understanding that my relationships are the foundation on which all my other, towers are going to be built. And if I've got these equations right, then life is fulfilling no matter what else I'm about to create in my physical existence. So asking yourself authentically, having the courage not just to ask, but to accept what comes up. So to make this easier to understand, it took me breaking off of an engagement, ending my marriage, two separate things, okay? Ending my marriage, getting out of two abusive relationships. One of them was extremely physically abusive. Dating all the kind of good men that were wrong for me, to wake up to this realization that I'm not really built for marriages. So it took me a long time to accept that about me. So today I have the confidence to stand and say, hey, you know what? It works for you, good, good. That's it. But that's not me. But I do know a lot of people who come to me and say, I don't have the courage to say that because I'm not sure if that's me yet. But it feels like it resonates with me. So I want you to remember this, that there might be things that might come up that may not be in alignment with the values you've been given in your childhood. And all the people that you value and trust and love, and the ones who cherish you too, like your family, right, or your closest well wishers, maybe you may stick out like a sore thumb for a while and they might feel like, what the hell happened to this person? But the more authentic you are, the more courage you find to say no to what doesn't resonate with you and yes to what does resonate with you, I assure you it will get easier after some time. So the first couple of steps are these. Start first with introspection. There is nothing you can create in life that can be as fulfilling as understanding yourself, because this is the most difficult thing to master. Yourself is the most difficult thing to master, because right now the self that exists is the conditioned self. It's the programmed self. It's the accumulation, heap of information self. It is not entirely who you really are. So discover that and then keep putting one foot in front of the other and gently speaking your truth with compassion. Yeah. So being
True.
assertive, yeah, but being compassionate. So balancing your divine masculine and feminine. Keep finding your way forward. And yes, get a mentor, get a guide, get someone who has done what you intend to achieve for yourself, to shine the light for you along the way. Because sometimes we tend to get lost. Like even I did get lost. Like I knew, okay, this is someone that I think I might be, but to actually put it into my physical existence took quite some time. So that's another thing that I would recommend that everyone does.
I love it. I love it. And as we've been saying, all you've got to, once you've set the intention and once you kind of go deep on who you are, and I would recommend journaling on everything that Brachi just said. Once you start that journey, it does open up something different in you. And it
Absolutely does.
does get you excited because it just opens up some magic in you. And actually for me, when people start saying, oh my God, you changed, you're different, you feel different. That's great. I love it.
Yes, it's a compliment.
It's a compliment. For
Yeah.
them, they may be complaining. Who knows? But that's their stuff. It's not on me.
But
I've got
you know,
to.
I want to pick up on that point that you just said. There's such a powerful statement that you just made, and it's so true. Getting excited because you're changing It's such an important thing because I realized that that's true for me too. Like as I was discovering my own power, as I was becoming more balanced within myself, I was actually more excited about being truthful with people.
100%, because you're speaking your truth. And for me, the excitement doesn't come from change. The excitement comes from me being authentic, me starting to put me first.
Absolutely,
Because when
yes.
you get excited about your world. When you're putting everybody else first, it feels good for a while because you have that hero complex. Oh my God, I'm there for everybody else. But eventually it eats you up inside because who's there for you?
Very true.
And I remember being at one of the soul spas in Sidra, being Sidra. I have a lot of love around me. I have an amazing family and the rest of it. And she goes, that's true. But she's like, how many people around you are you in their top three? And I was like, so what do you mean? She's like,
Wow.
exactly. How many of the people that are so close to you, if they had to list their top three people in their life, how many of them would you be in that top three? And it's like, I remember that, just like, I was like, whoa, hold on.
Yeah.
It's a good question to ask. And it
Very
doesn't,
powerful question.
not good or bad. This is the thing. It's not about making you feel bad, but it's about opening up something inside you. And, we both talked about this journey being challenging. But I do also want to point out that once you start putting up you in the center of your world, magic does start to happen. The universe
Absolutely.
support you, but it's like it's your choice. And I really do feel if you listen to this podcast, you're meant for so much more. And we're on a journey where we've been pushed to use our gifts to truly become authentic. So pick one thing for you. As you start on this journey, start to, truly focus. And, actually, I should have mentioned it earlier, but the promotion that we've got for April, that me and Stacey are doing for April, is we're going to offer like a free 30-minute consultation, because the thing
Wow.
that we realized is there's so many different things that we offer. And I'm sure there's some people out there thinking, well, you want to work with me, whatever that looks like, but you don't know in what capacity and you want to understand more. Then for the month of April, you can book a free 30-minute consultation and we'll take you through what we do. You can have that with me and Stacey, or Stacey on our own. And we can take you through how we can serve you, how we can help you. And because this path is challenging, right? I mean, it's not, you'll hear me say things like everything you need is inside you. And what a good mentor does, it helps you to find your answers inside you. Or a guide is not meant to tell you your answers because you're on a unique journey, but a
Yes.
mentor or guide can see things in you that maybe you can't see. I really do feel like anybody that works with me, even this podcast, and perhaps you come into my life, it's a soul contract. We were meant to do this podcast. We were meant to work together. It was kind of a, and I'm open to whatever that looks like. And that's what I feel that we do, is we guide people and we give people an option, and it's always a choice.
Yes.
So Prachi, tell us more about, if somebody wanted to work with you, what would that look like?
Okay. So I think because I have multiple options, right? So, all right. So the one-to-one coaching definitely stands. But I kind of begin with a 30-minute orientation call where for me, it's a clarity call to understand whether we're a good fit. Because it depends on which stage in life you're at and what exactly are you looking for. So that's one thing to get started. And then we can have the one-to-one coaching set up. But I also do prefer that you come into the retreat, the offline retreat that I do. It's a 3-day semi-silent retreat, essentially to integrate the divine feminine and masculine. It's called Shiva Shakti. And it happens here in Mumbai City. It's an hour and a half from Mumbai City. And it's a residential retreat. So your devices are taken away. You have no contact with the rest of the world. And I think that's where I love creating magic and getting you set up for the rest of your journey. Like once you leave the room, how things change. So that's a very, very magical space. But that also has a selection process in place to ensure that we are a good fit. So yes, I think it's very important that if you want to work with anybody, like be it Nimesh, be it me, be it any person that you choose to help you out with your journey, it's extremely important to have your values resonate with each other. And I think that's why the selection process, that's why the clarity call, that's why the so to understand that it's not about judging or, oh my God, you're not fit enough to come. That's not how it works. What's most important is whether we both are going to bring out what we are meant to, what we do commit to in the retreat or the coaching process. So that's it. Other than that, of course, there are a lot of these recorded programs which are going to come up, sessions that they can simply just buy online. But I would say that would be like an additional, extra seasoning that keeps you on track. But once you do come into my community, then it's like a regular monthly catch up with me and stuff like that. So yeah.
Beautiful. And it's like I was saying earlier, if for me, anyone I'm meant to work with, it's a soul contract. So if Brati's voice resonates at a heart level, then that's where you've got to reach out. If my voice does, then reach out. And look, I've always had the option of a free discovery call, and the free discovery call is more about the mentorship program. But I know that some people, when I speak to them, like, well, we weren't sure if we wanted the mentorship or Akashic Records or Akashic Training, and all of these are labels. It's more about, does the person's voice resonate at a heart level, and then reach out and then take it. Because you can do research and all that, but it's if Brati's meant to guide you, then that's what was meant to happen, right? But you've got to trust. You've got to. It's like we said from the beginning. It's a choice. It's a choice.
Yeah.
It's interesting. I was just thinking, one of the things we didn't delve into, and maybe it's a future episode, is the cultural differences,
Oh, yes.
and it's like, this is what we mean by programming, right? It's that, the difference between religion and spirituality. We've done podcasts on that, but it's that thing that you're on your own authentic journey, and what religion you're in, what culture you grew up in, what country you grew up in. It's all part of your programming, right? Your soul doesn't have a religion. Sorry, I might be controversial, but I believe that your soul doesn't have a religion or a culture. It could have had experienced all sorts of religions, all sorts of cultures.
Yes.
And it's about becoming authentically you. I really believe the listeners to this podcast are meant to do something different. I'm meant to do something that's not been done before. I'm meant to kind of guide others. And I use my words carefully, guide others. So if you listen to this podcast, you're meant to be listening to this podcast. So open yourself up to maybe a different way of being, because so many people are struggling right now because something's changing inside them. So be open to a different way of being and just allow the universe to support you. Ask for help. It's so powerful.
Yes.
So, Prachi, as we close this episode out, I know we've already kind of given quite a few journal prompts. Is there any kind of journal prompts that you can think of that maybe will help people along the way? Because always at the end of an episode, we always encourage people to journal. Journaling is
Lovely.
a great way to go deep on what's happening inside.
Yes.
So can you suggest any a couple of journal prompts for our listeners?
Sure. Okay. So I think one of them definitely has to be the check, the quality check. Yeah. So it definitely has to do with if I have consciously made a change in my behavior because now I'm more aware of my divine feminine and divine masculine side. But have I made this change in order to keep someone or something in my life? Or is this change more in alignment with my true self? And I think it takes a lot of courage to respond to this prompt because it will show you the truth and you may not like it. So if you don't like it, great. Yeah, because that gives you your power back. Because now you're again in the driver's seat and you say, hey, oh, okay, I thought I was being more balanced. But I was actually doing it because it was pleasing someone else, or it was keeping me from losing someone or something. And that's not in alignment with your authentic self. So this, I think, is the prompt is complex and it's absolutely worth the effort that you'll have to put in to answer it. So it might take like a really long time to sit and come up with, because you're gonna have to look back at your choices, at your actions, at your behavior on a daily basis. and really identify those points where you went. You thought you were correcting balance, but you actually went off balance. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it. And you know, on this journey, actually balance is important. And a lot of the time it's not a black and white answer. So it's that
Yeah.
it's always a gray area, but it's
Always,
honest with
always.
yourself.
Yes.
That honest conversation with yourself is so powerful. I get
Yeah.
an additional journal prompt because I was thinking about this whole conversation. A simple journal prompt would be, how do you feel about change? And it's easy to answer that question and just say, I feel great. Now go deep and really ask, do you resist change? Do you embrace change? How does change really make you feel? Whatever your answer, it's okay, right? There's no right or wrong answer. But as humans, we resist change. It goes against our kind of our true DNA, whatever that looks like. And some people embrace change more than others, but naturally, humans resist change because we like routine. Actually, I mean, the universe sometimes I think has jokes. It's like, as humans, we resist change, but the only constant is change. So it's like there's a conflict there already. But as I said, change is only a constant. I really do feel like we're being pushed to change in different ways. And the reason I ask that question is really for us, I'm encouraging people to embrace change, to really understand how they feel about it, and then understand that change is the only constant. And the quicker that we can accept that change is happening, maybe it's all simple. Rachi, thank you for sharing this space with me. As we close out, anything you would like to share with our audience?
Just be true to you and just love yourself.
Beautiful.
Because when you love yourself, you find balance without effort. It's effortless, it's graceful. Just be true. And irrespective of what you face or what comes up for you or what you perceive is against you, just know that everything is for you. Everyone is in your life only to help you be the best that you're supposed to be. Sometimes through challenge, sometimes through support directly, but they're just here to help you. And so when you find your balance by being more authentic and you find the courage to show up in that balance, no matter what others may think, know that you have lived to the best of your experience. Because we've got one shot at this life. This is a one-way ticket. It's a one-way journey. There's no rewind and pause and play again. There's no replay. So if you know that, okay, if I've walked 40 years on this planet and 10 of them I didn't like the way I spent them, for example, the rest 40, 50, how many years you live, you still get to choose. So I think for me, the true nature is unconditional love. Our true nature is unconditional love. Like if I take away your masculinity, if I take away your femininity, if I take away your identity, if I take away your memory of who you are, what remains? If I put a puppy in your hand, your heart is going to melt. If I put someone who is being harmed in front of you, you will protect. So there you go. Your divine feminine and your divine masculine is already showing up without who you think you are in this life. So just love yourself for who you are, I think. Yeah.
I love it. Very powerful. And it's really interesting. Probably more balanced now when we're helping somebody else than when we're helping ourselves. Isn't
Always.
that
Always.
interesting? And I 100% agree with what you said. I really do believe the universe wants to support us, wants us to grow, wants us to complete our soul contracts and our soul journey, but doesn't stop us having the human experience. If you're going through something, you'll make but know that
Yes.
you'll get through it, right? This too shall pass. So
There are no coincidences.
like this conversation is not a coincidence. But at the same time, you've got to allow the universe to help you. You've got to meet the universe halfway. So just
True.
you get from this podcast, allow the universe to meet you halfway. Whatever that looks like for you, allow the universe to. So I'm sending everybody so much love and light. Like I said, it is an intense period right now. Embrace it as much as you can. Know that you are being supported. You are loved by the universe. Feel the energy around you. and just embrace this journey. And the more you resist, the more frustrated it's going to get. So embrace it. Sending you all so much love and light. And Prachi, I'm going to hand over to you to close us out.
Thank you for having me here. I've really enjoyed this, not from the human sense. Give me the opportunity to have someone be more authentic and I'll grab it, right? And to share this experience with you, because I've grown so much since I met you, the first time that I met you. And I have also grown with your guidance. And I think what matters is whatever the universe is offering us at this stage in life, wherever you may be, whatever you're doing in your life, just drop everything, sit with yourself for a moment, and just ask, what do I want from my human experience? If I have just heard this podcast, it's for a reason. What stuck with me the most, and how do I want to put it to use moving forward? So I think I'm deeply grateful that I'm in your orbit in any way, in spite of being on separate continents. Like you rightly said, we have a soul contract. And everyone who is listening to us right now is also in our soul contract. There are no coincidences. So bless you and thank you so much for giving me this honor
Oh,
and to share this platform with you.
thank you. You're definitely a blessing in my life. Thank you for all that you do. Thank you for shining your beautiful light. I'm proud of you, proud of who you've become. Thank you for sharing the space. And I'm excited to see what the future holds. Sending you all so much love and light. And bye for now.